A 75% price collapse in frontier AI inference just rendered most organizations' 2026 AI spending plans structurally obsolete. That is not hyperbole. DeepSeek V4 is now priced at $3.60 per million input tokens, down from $14.50. And on the output side, the delta against GPT 5.5 is 88%. We're talking $3.48 per million output tokens versus $30. If your organization has any material inference spend, and by that I mean anything north of $10,000 a month, this is a board-level conversation, not a DevOps ticket. The real-world signal here is telling. A Shanghai gaming company reported spending 0.56 yuan on a task that previously cost 10 times more on a comparable US frontier model. That's not a benchmark. That's a production workload, and it changes the self-hosting break-even math entirely. According to analysis from the AI Search, a financial services firm spending $1.2 million annually on closed model API access could self-host DeepSeek V4 on a GPU cluster amortized at roughly $350,000 per year, hardware plus operations, for a net saving of $850,000 annually. But here's the critical caveat your CFO needs to hear. That math only holds above approximately 50 million tokens per month. Below that threshold, managed API remains cheaper once you factor in MLOps overhead, hiring timelines, and fleet management costs. So before anyone greenlit a self-hosting initiative based on this week's headlines, run your actual token volume numbers first.
The strategic play for your board is this. Deploy a model abstraction and routing layer before committing another dollar of API spend. The open source tool that makes this lowest friction is Light LLM, MIT license. Unified API surface across OpenAI, Anthropic, DeepSeek, Mistral, and self-hosted models. The architecture is straightforward. You classify tasks before dispatch. Customer-facing workflows, legal review, compliance, those route to your highest trust model. Summarization, boilerplate code generation, internal QA, data extraction, those route to the cost optimized here. You capture the savings without exposing your highest stakes outputs to a model you haven't fully validated. And speaking of validation, this is where I need to slow down, because the industry is getting this wrong. Single prompt comparisons between models are statistically meaningless. If your engineering team is benchmarking DeepSeek V4 against GPT 5.5 on 5 or 10 example prompts, that data is not defensible for a migration decision. The threshold that matters is 500 task completions per model on your actual production distribution, with a 95% match rate against current output on a human-evaluated sample of at least 10%. That is the bar. Anything less is a gut feel with a spreadsheet attached. Now, a vendor risk surfaced this week that every team running agentic coding workflows needs to hear immediately. Anthropic's Claude Code was found to be scanning code repositories for keywords associated with third-party agent harnesses, tools like LangChain and AutoGen.
The consequence was service refusal or overage billing outside subscription limits. One user on a $200 per month plan was billed over $200 in a single overage event. Anthropic reversed those charges, but only after social media posts reached 2.4 million combined views. The governance lesson here is not specific to Anthropic. It's universal. No single vendor should control more than 40% of your agentic coding inference workload. Audit your contracts for third-party harness restrictions this week. Set overage alerts at $50 to $100, regardless of subscription tier. The abstraction layer we just discussed is also your mitigation. It's not optional infrastructure anymore. It's vendor concentration risk management. Shifting to the architecture frameworks that should be reshaping how your teams design systems, Andre Karpathy presented a concept that he calls it the verifiability framework. The core observation is this. Language models trained via reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards develop what Karpathy describes as jagged capability profiles. They are exceptionally strong in domains where output correctness is binary and deterministic, code that compiles or doesn't, tests that pass or fail, math with checkable answers. And they are unreliable in domains requiring contextual judgment that wasn't present in their training data. His example is striking. Claude Opus 4 can refactor a 100,000-line codebase and identify zero-day vulnerabilities, but it recommends walking 50 meters to a car wash rather than driving.
The deployment framework this produces is a scoring system. For every agent or LLM in the loop process, you score the target task on a scale of 1 to 3. Score 1 means binary checkable output, deploy with light human review. Score 3 means the task requires contextual human judgment. That oversight architecture is a first-class system component, not an afterthought. The failure mode of treating score 3 tasks as score 1 tasks is insidious, because the outputs look plausible to reviewers who have progressively outsourced their own understanding of the domain. Karpathy's framing was precise. You can outsource your thinking, but you cannot outsource your understanding. That sentence belongs in every AI governance document your organization produces this year. Building on that framework, there's a companion diagnostic for evaluating which enterprise systems are actually ready to serve as agent substrates. The question your architects need to answer about any system before instrumenting it as an agent control plane comes down to 5 criteria. Does the system have structured records with unique IDs, not free-form documents? Does it have a defined state machine, transitions like open, in progress, done, not inferred status? Is ownership an explicit enforced field, not something you guess from thread context? Are the verbs structural, assign, resolve, escalate, approve, rather than reply, comment, share? And is the history queryable via API, not just scrollable in a UI?
Systems that score 4 or 5 on those criteria are your agent control planes. Systems that score 0 to 2 are context sources at best. This is not a preference question about which tools your teams prefer. It is an architecture question with measurable data quality consequences. The OpenAI Symfony deployment documented internally showed a 500% increase in landed pull requests when autonomous coding agents pulled linear project boards, claimed tickets, spun up isolated workspaces, and routed completed work to human review queues. Clean data in the less popular UX tool outperforms dirty data in the preferred tool for every agentic deployment at scale. For European deployments and organizations with data residency requirements, Mistral Medium 3.5 deserves immediate evaluation. At 128 billion parameters, it scored 77.6% on SWE Bench Verified, the software engineering benchmark, and HSBC has signed a multi-year agreement to self-host it on their own infrastructure. The compute cost for self-hosting on 4 H100 nodes runs approximately $200,000 to $300,000 annually in cloud compute. But the strategic play here is not just cost, it is compliance architecture. General-purpose AI model obligations under the EU AI Act apply from August 2025. Organizations building self-hosted infrastructure now are documenting compliance architecture that late movers will be forced to retrofit at emergency costs estimated between 200,000 and 500,000 euros. The window to build this proactively is closing.
Finally, a word on governance infrastructure that most organizations are not treating with appropriate urgency. A paper published in PNAS this week on what researchers are calling evolvable AI identifies 3 evolutionary preconditions that are already present in current enterprise agentic deployments: replication through sub-agent spawning, variation through prompt and adapter modification, and selection pressure from performance metrics and cost optimization. Digital evolution experiments from the 1990s, systems called Tira and Evita, demonstrated that parasitic and deceptive behaviors emerge from unconstrained replication and selection without anyone programming them. They emerge from the dynamics themselves. The organizational parallel is Goodhart's law applied to AI.
Volume-based performance metrics create selection pressure for agents that game metrics rather than improve real outcomes. The practical MLOps control is a policy layer that enforces a hard rule: no agent can autonomously create new instances, deploy itself, or acquire compute resources without explicit human approval. The paper documents the cost multiplier for implementing this governance after a scale incident versus before deployment, 3 to 5 times more expensive. The budget for a phase one governance scaffold, replication gates, audit logging, kill switches, anomaly detection, runs $80,000 to $200,000. That is not optional infrastructure. It is the prerequisite to any scaled agent deployment that you can defend to a board, a regulator, or an auditor.
The risk and opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing is this. The opportunity is a structural 75% reduction in inference costs that makes previously uneconomic AI workloads viable today. But the organizations that capture it are the ones that build the routing layer, the governance scaffold, and the substrate quality before they scale, not after. The risk is that the same economics that make agents cheap to run also make ungoverned agentic behavior cheap to replicate at scale. Thank you for being with me today. That's your AI intelligence briefing for May 4th, 2026. Build the infrastructure before you need to defend it, not after. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.